This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Oatly, maker of oat milk, has a new stock that starts trading tomorrow, OTLY. The Swedish company aims to raise more than $1 billion this way, implying the company's valued at maybe $10 billion. This says something about plant-based food alternatives. Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott.
What used to be known as the dairy aisle at my local market now has three refrigerated cases of milk alternatives.
We've got oat milk, almond milk, coconut milk, several kinds, and soy milk, of course, old school.
You can tell how much money these products must be generating by the extraordinary amount of supermarket real estate that is devoted to them.
Marion Nessel, professor emerita of food studies at NYU, says health and environmental concerns are driving the growth. NPD Group analyst Darren Seifer says about 20% of U.S. adults say they're trying to include more plant-based options in their diet. Still,
milk alternatives represent about 1% of consumption in terms of total milk. So it's still fairly small.
Even the world's largest food company is betting that share will keep growing. Nestle just announced a new milk alternative, so far just in Europe, made from peas. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.